Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Stephen Hillier, Chief Executive Officer of Apache Industrial Holdings. Hey, Stephen, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Jeremy. I look forward to the conversation and excited to be here.
So look, Stephen, we appreciate you allowing us some time. Let's get right into it. You know, so for members of our audience who may be unfamiliar with the full scope of services Apache offers, would you just give us a quick overview?
Sure. Apache is actually a group of three companies, Apache Industrial Services, Apache Industrial Union, and then Skyway up in Canada. And the company is actually focused in on the commercial and industrial side of the business. On what we call soft trades. So painting, tape coatings, insulation, scaffolding, and some tank repair. The company's been around since 1996. The Canadian organization's been around since 1965. And we really focus in on what we can do to assist our EPC contractors and owners with construction, maintenance, and small cap services.
You know, Stephen, in your new role, give us some of your short-term goals, if you would.
Sure. So 5 weeks in, Jeremy, it's been an exciting couple of weeks, I'll tell you that. Short-term goals right now is to learn the business, learn who I've got in the leadership roles, and we've got some incredible people here that are taking me around and meeting the organization. I've been on a little bit of a world tour. So we've been to 7 or 8 of our major offices and then visited 3 of our local facilities here in Houston. And then the intent is to get in and meet people. So I've met about 250 people inside the company to date, held up a couple of town halls, what we wanted to do from a town hall perspective, just to get out and learn the business. So client conversations with clients, all the things that we need to do to get familiarized with the business.
You know, Stephen, like you said, you're only 5 weeks in, but already, you know, you're kind of thinking, hey, where are things headed from here, possibly growth in some new markets, maybe expand in some current ones, you know, give us kind of where's your mindset even 5 weeks in?
So 5 weeks in, Jeremy, I'm looking at the overall business. I've been involved with this business for a little over 30 years in this industry and similar industries. I think as we look at the business today, I think we've got a good foundation to expand in the industrial side of the business, oil and gas. But really important for us too is to pivot into what we call sustainability, new energy projects, and looking where we can go into where our clients are moving and working with them to make that step into energy efficient projects and reducing carbon footprint. The second part of that is around the commercial side of the business. We're very big in Canada on the commercial side. And I think in the US, we've got good opportunities with the new infrastructure bill that's coming out to get and step into the commercial side of highway building, big high rises, office buildings, those types of things.
You know, in the past, Stephen, Apache did make some acquisitions in order to expand its geographic domain and elevate its service offering. Do you foresee plans to grow Apache's business through more acquisitions?
I look at the business, Jeremy, in two ways. I look at what we can do from an organic perspective, what we've got in-house, capabilities in-house, and where we can expand existing relationships with existing clients. I think when we look at mergers and acquisitions, what I've seen is that there have been some very good acquisitions made inside the business. What I would say is mergers and acquisitions are always on the table. What we need to find out and actually challenge the organization with, are we bringing them in to diversify our business, to expand our business, or to look at maybe an adjacency of offerings that we can bring into the business? So with that being said, they are going to be looked at, but we're going to look at how we want to structure the business moving forward for the next 12 to 24 to 36 months.
You know, Stephen, you mentioned sustainability, and there is an evolving focus in the industrial sector on ESG, you know, for a broad term, environmental, social, and governance. You know, How do you feel about Apache's current service offering fulfilling some of those sustainability, you know, or energy transition projects in the downstream and midstream space?
That's an excellent question. So I went and visited our facility just in North Houston here the second week I was in the role. And what I found really interesting is that we're actually starting to make moves to more sustainable execution of work. So when you look at sandblasting as one of the services that's offered with our coatings business, we've stepped away from sand and grit, and we've gone into a recyclable grit that's being used inside of our facility. And when we're talking about recycling, a lot of times that grit used to go into to landfills and move into different locations. So as a simple example, changing the type of grit we're utilizing gives us a better efficiency, gives us a recyclable product, and gives us a bit more environmentally friendly approach to the way we do our business.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. Hey, let's get a little more personal, Stephen. I know a little bit about your background. Give us some indication, give us a little more information on your background as far as your experience with Worley, and you mentioned some of your soft craft background.
Yeah, so I started in the business a little over 30 years ago with a company called Delta Hudson, Delta Catalytic in Canada, which Jacobs purchased in 2001. So through the years, of course, different roles, different levels of an organization, different opportunities. I came to Houston in 2014. And then in 2019, Jacobs decided to sell their energy, chemicals, and resources business to Worley Parsons. So through early 90s to where we are today, that's where I was with Worley. I've held many roles within the organization, business development, safety, operations, and then global operations as well as North American operations. It's been a really good start to my career. So I started out in the trades, Jeremy, as a first-year iron worker apprentice. I worked through my apprenticeship, went to night school at the University of Alberta Faculty of Extension, moved into leadership roles all the way through my career, came to Houston on a business development to help restructure a business here, and then ended up doing my master's here at Rice University in Houston, which I graduated earlier in the year. Which was an exciting opportunity and a challenging opportunity all mixed in, but a very good opportunity. And then moved into this role here a little over 5 weeks ago.
So, Stephen, what's your hockey team in Canada, man? You got to have one.
Oh, Jeremy, Toronto Maple Leafs since I was 3 years old.
Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Felix Potvin, one of the greatest goalies of all time.
Absolutely still is. I mean, not a lot of people have broke his records yet. So
no, man. I don't know how a kid from South Louisiana knows that. I don't know. I guess I love sports. So, Stephen, just dig into more about your style, man. Maybe even some of your staff that hasn't got to know you a whole lot. You know, what are some of your guiding principles just on culture and management? I'll just kind of leave that as a broad question.
You know? Sure. Look, I've always built my career on open communication, and I know that's an easy thing to say when we're sitting here talking on the processes, but I think for a leader to be able to be transparent in leadership style and have communications, it's extremely important, especially as you're coming into a new organization. So a couple of the things that we've done with face-to-face meetings I mentioned earlier, we held a town hall here in our Houston office. We're going to do a full live feed here in the next couple of weeks to reach out to the entire organization on expectations, why I'm here, the reasons I made the move. But so communication, transparency. I'm also one for accountability, and I drive accountability into the business. When you're talking about team development and really growing an organization, you're not successful as a leader unless your team is successful and vice versa. So I think it's extremely important for us as we start to move in, and the way I brand my businesses is really focus in on how I put the team together. I call it, I don't want all like-minded people, Jeremy, right, in the organization. So diversity of thought, diversity of culture, diversity of ethnicity, those are the things I'm looking at when I'm pulling a team together. And the better you are at identifying opportunities to gel an organization where you've got strengths with one individual and they have a different style or a different, I'm not going to call it a weakness, a different approach, then you've got somebody that comes in and reinforces that strength, really makes an organization successful. And I think Apache's got all the ingredients to really pivot itself into something different in here in the next couple of years.
Thanks, Stephen, for that. I appreciate that insight. So, Stephen, this will be our last question before we close out. Hey, if you could have any other job or work in any other industry, you know, what would it be, Stephen?
Early in my life, I wanted to be a pediatrician. And a lot of different reasons for how I ended up where I'm at today. But I think in all honesty, Jeremy, this is a business that I absolutely love. And one of the reasons I'm here with Apache, you think about putting people to work on a daily basis that get to have money coming in to pay their bills, coach their kids, sports teams, dance recitals, those types of things. That's what excites me about it. And that's why I've been in the business so long. And it's how we pivot that organization, which keeps me up every morning and gets me into the office and visiting people. That's what drives me. So I think I'm well suited and excited about where I'm at today.
Well, look, Stephen, man, it was fun getting to know you a little bit personally. I look forward to hanging out with you at some upcoming conferences. Hey, let's be sure to update the audience in the future on Apache and where you are.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Jeremy. Thank you.
And for those who are interested in learning more about Apache Industrial Services, visit apacheip.com. Hey, as always, we're most grateful to our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry videos, webinars, and podcasts, visit BICmagazine.com. Hey, remember, everybody, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.